Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So morbidly obese that she filled the bathtub with her own chin sweat and lay in it to cool her core mass.
I've started cutting. Oh.
Welcome to episode number 13 of the Marty and Michael podcast. We're coming at you straight out of the...
Straight out of Compton.
Like a snake that's been coiled up by its musician master.
We're drunk.
And we're ready to strike you in the heart.
We had a few too many bevvies.
Michael's had a lot. Michael,
you had a bottle.
I've had a bottle over.
Aaron's here.
Over the last 24 hours.
We've got Aaron here. Aaron's actually Aaron.
Aaron, the first thing he saw was Michael pissing and shitting on the ground.
That is true.
As he walks in, I've got my asshole spread. I've shat already because why not? And then as he walks in, I'm dripping from my shorts because I'm pissing.
Disgusting.
No, it's DJ.
We're here for a business professional. Business professional, and Michael pooed.
We're collaborating podcast talks. Aaron, actual.
What has happened on the weekend?
Dude, I was sober this weekend.
Yeah.
I went the whole weekend without a drop of alcohol, apart from Sunday afternoon, I had two beers.
Yeah, I had mushrooms with a certain someone. Can't say because I don't want to
inflict its infliction.
You know who it is. You just a little wink at the camera. Very strict. There.
Oh no.
It's okay. I'll fix it.
And that's how you work with green screens.
Even it out, fuckhead. Do you reckon that's fucked it?
Nah.
Connor, fix it. I'm bleeding. I'm fucking bleeding.
So we went on a bushwalk because the rules have been relaxed. We're allowed to go for a walk. And we took the walk that we've been doing for the last 10 years. And 10 years ago, it was pretty easy because we were a lot fitter, we were a lot slimmer, we were a lot healthier, and we used to fly through this bushwalk. We did the bushwalk on Saturday and Sunday, and oh my God, we nearly died. My shoulder popped out.
Yeah, you were being Broncos.
Matt Brown was nearly died. There were moments where the leading group was like, we have to leave him behind. We have to leave Matt behind. We discussed that. But we didn't. And so it's 10 years.
It wasn't 10 years. It was 10. Nine.
Since we did the first one.
Oh, yeah, true. Sorry.
That's okay.
What's your name?
Klein. It's Klein.
Your name's Klein. Not Klein. Klein. It's Klein with an N.
Moral of the story is you got to...
Just go for bushwalks. Get in touch with nature.
Feminine. Fuck, I think we've gone too far this podcast.
We fucking had too many drinks. We drank on the job. We shouldn't be... I drove. No, I'm not. Hey?
Who said that?
That's not a DJ, Simma.
Okay, part of the shit talk is, of course, one of our favorite parts.
Wait. Throw this blood tissue at Matt.
Alright. Michael just threw a blood tissue at Matt and it missed him. But like Matt's eyes went like this, so he like fluttered a little bit. So
the wind. I made you wind.
So every week Matt comes in at, what was it, 13, 14 hours of research for these four facts. This isn't speculation. These are four facts that Matt Brown has found. He searches the internet.
Give it back, cunt.
And he finds out things that have happened on this day in the past century. And let me tell you some shit, okay? You wouldn't believe some of the facts that he finds out. Like, I struggle to believe it, but then after the podcast, I like talked to him. I'm like, dude, was that real? And he shows me, and it's all real. Everything I'm about to say is 100% true. On this day.
Ow!
It hurt my ear.
Stop. In 1962.
Stop that. How do you fix it?
No.
Fucking
don't.
Dickhead.
Let me fix
no!
it.
No! We're similar. Don't!
See that?
So can
that,
you fix
that's
it?
Your fixer.
Be similar.
On similar. This day in 1962, Jim Carrey was ass fucked by himself. He pushed his erection in between his legs and curled it just enough to penetrate his rim. Although he denied it doing it, further proof of his ass fucking was when there was a shit spray pattern on his bedroom wall when the shit flicked off the tip of his dick as the erection popped out of his own ass.
Do you reckon if you're gonna fuck your own ass, would you have to put it in forcibly, flaccid?
No, it wouldn't reach. Don't
no,
say.
No. But then somehow get
you
erect.
Could stretch it and put it in and then get hard. But then the struggle becomes keeping it in as the blood engorges the erectile tissue.
Because it would pop out. How did you do that?
Well, he showed me. He was sitting at a certain angle. So his face was pressed against the ground. His ass was in the air. And he used his two fingers to bend his erection into his ass.
Great party trick, kids. If you're bored at kick-ons, just pull out the hole trying to finger your dick into your ass and you'll be a god.
Maybe. We don't endorse that. On this day in 2006, Tiger Woods awoke from a 14-year coma and had no recollection of any of his golfing wins or that he even knew how to play golf. All his golfing success happened while he was in a coma. Doctors call it a golfma, and it's only ever happened once.
Fuck you. That is... I slipped.
Blood is the worst out of all of your wastes that come out of you.
There's shit and piss out there, and now there's blood on your skin.
That is sick.
I slipped.
Michael's just wiped blood on me.
Yeah, because of the knife.
Yeah, I guess that's why you should have wiped it on me. Because of the knife you threw. On this day in 1956, Mother Teresa was charged with prostitution. But managed to get the charges dropped when she posed nude for the arresting officer. Mother Teresa was maybe a slut, Matt Brown says. Matt Brown there, that's a... And, I check them. I check these facts and it's all true all the time.
I've opened myself up.
You're wiping it on me.
No, on my shirt.
Shami's going to be so angry at you, eh?
Great memories, though. Oh, sorry.
Making memories. On this day in 1995, Tony Robbins swallowed an entire baby whole. He was seen dislocating his jaws and sliding the eight-month-old into his gaping mouth hole. When questioned on the matter, he simply says, powerful in Spanish.
You said this before, Matt from Wholesome. Some other fucking Hitler put a baby in their throat from a previous podcast. Or am I?
It must be like a thing, a powerful person thing.
I don't know, but did anyone see the monkey steal the toddler?
Yes.
On the news?
Makes you think that...
quite interesting.
They grabbed the toddler and just took it away.
A monkey stole a baby. A rapist taught the monkey how to steal babies and drag it back to the rapist lair. That's what I think. Yeah, I've done
basically
it.
Basically, it rolled up
they
on a little
that.
Bike
I've done that.
And jumped off and grabbed a toddler and started dragging it down the street.
Did it kill it?
No.
I mean, the kid?
No.
Thing?
No.
But they were so casual
thing.
About it. The parents were so casual. Some old dude just half-ass walked after it and was like...
I question how real it is.
You reckon?
Do you know them? Have you met? Are you them?
Matt was.
No, just
Matt
the way
was.
Just the way the baby's body is when it gets dragged, it puts some questions up. And yeah, but I hope it's real because it's interesting.
I wish you could see his face when he talks because he's so cute.
He's got a big, thick beard now.
He's so cute right now. He's been wholesomified.
Always flirting with us.
He's been wholesomified.
He's always like touching himself behind the camera.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
See? He admitted it. All right, that is the end of our shit talk, which leads us to our next segment. Oh, there's been a segment name change.
Look at the blood. Look at my blood.
The next segment has been renamed to... which is I'm fucked in reverse. And in this segment, all we do is answer questions that you guys have sent in via Instagram. Michael?
Quick, get to it. Oh, man. Should we do this tomorrow?
All right. We'll see you guys next week. If you were not the best, would you still be the best? So when you say you are the best, does that mean you are actually the best or not the best while still being the best? And that's from spicy_frog51.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Mate, like, I get people's curiosity about like how we're so good, but it's just you're born with it. We've answered it many times. You're the best and you are the best.
There are days, though, where you're like half-assed great.
Yeah, but overall, it's just, you know, you're the best. And like, yeah, there's no, you know, when we say we are, we're always.
Mondays, I'm okay. Born with it. But the rest of the week, I'm fucking, yeah.
We're born with it.
The best.
And that's really all there is to say about that.
So.
20 minutes. Matt's holding up a sign that says 20 minutes.
Next question.
And he's showing off. That's his just writing times for how long he's had sex before. That's his PB.
20 minutes? That's pretty good.
That's not bad, Matthew.
Brown.
There would be no girls that listen or watch our shit. Dude. Imagine a girl being like watching our shit for 10 minutes. She'd. Imagine if Aaron
That'd
was a girl.
Be sexist? Imagine You're if being sexist.
Aaron was a girl, you'd be in handcuffs right now for what you did to him. And that is you being sexist.
There's an arsehole on my screen.
Oh, by the way, people sending Matthew Brown fucked up shit. Like, you did it. Okay, it's done. We don't need to...
Stop hurting him. He's not the man he used to be anymore.
He hasn't said a word since last Monday.
What you sent him is not only not okay, it's
illegal.
There was an axe hacked into a woman. It was a blunt axe. And it hit her head... Caved it in, shattered the skull. I didn't see it, but you told me about it.
Yeah, well, why were you wanking off to it then?
Listen to the DJ.
Stole my life.
On the floor.
So this week, we want you guys to send Matt Brown your talents. So yeah. If your talent is like wanking and coming really quickly, send him that. If your talent is filling jars of breast milk really quickly.
A whole fist
if
in the
you
bum.
Fucking had a baby
a
and you want to fucking fill a jar with
a
your own tit milk
fist
really fast,
bum.
You can fucking do that. If your talent is sprinting up a hill as fast as you... Just send him your talents,
hook
whatever it is.
With relatives and film it
with
and
tongue.
Send it to him. He likes that, I think.
If you are a nurse at a retirement village and you like to just see how many hairs you can pull out of the old people without them noticing...
Because they got Alzheimer's.
That's your talent, then do that. And send it to him.
Send talents.
Matt's whispering something to his friend. Let's see if we can make out what they're hearing.
Aaron's being actual Aaron.
All right. Let's see if we can read what they just said.
They were being business chats.
All right. Next question is from Buddha. And he said, damn you to hell. This question is from Aaron Hargis Photo. Would you rather swallow a shot cup full of Jackson's diarrhea or dip for 10 minutes with your mum's pubes? Dip for 10 minutes with mum's pubes. Easy. Just put your body in, meditate, go somewhere else, and just deal with it. We've all been there. We all have
we'll
been...
We'll all go back one day.
When you're fucking coming out of your mum's hole...
You've had sex.
You're basically fucking...
You've had sex.
You're basically basking in her pubes
You've had
anyway.
The most intense
fucking
sex ever.
Sick cunt.
You've not only fucked her, you've headed her, you've fisted her, you've bodied her, you've hipped her... Every part of you has been in her.
There's fisting and then there's bodying. And
I was
we've all done it.
I was a cesarean, so I have never been.
My mum actually laid an egg and me and my brother came out of the egg. So, yeah, we weren't traditional births either.
German.
Yeah, that's how Germans give birth. Next question is from Stay Wild, America. So if you get into a Fiat fight with someone and knock them out, does it make you a weirdo or does it make them your bitch if you kiss on them?
He meant fist when you said fear.
When you get into a fist fight with someone and knock them out, does it make you a weirdo or does it make them your bitch if you kiss on them? Piss on them?
I don't know. Let's ditch that question. That's a shit question.
No, I think we should answer it for what it is. And the answer is...
Violence is no. Bad.
No? I think it... No.
See, that bum hole always comes up. Show them.
Yeah, why?
Is that the same? Yeah, I've got...
There's like four accounts every time they send this bum hole.
They're hitting me with it too.
Why? Someone has...
That's you. Dude.
Someone must have told people to send us an asshole. Or did we ask people to do that?
Probably. I don't remember anything. I can't remember who I am.
There might have been a time when we asked people to... Bosley?
Bosley?
Good boy. Good boy, Bosley.
Cute.
BL, Baudoua has said, where's the craziest place you two have ever had sex? Well, you were fucking that baby corpse in that dumpster. That was pretty weird.
That's not true. Like a car or cinema, maybe.
Yeah, the cinema, that packed cinema.
Stuart Little 2.
Children's movie, yeah.
People saw us.
Yeah, there were lots of families in there, and we shouldn't have fucked, but we did.
Yeah, we couldn't help ourselves.
We were a bit tipsy and we'd had a bit too much popcorn.
We were a bit hot and heavy.
No, that was, of course, with Michael's sister.
Chair.
Next question is from JL Graham, 80X. If you had to fuck two people and their combined age was 28, how old would each one be?
That's a hard
question. Nah, it's not that hard. I'd go 27 and then 1 because a one-year-old...
Won't remember.
It's not going to remember.
That's fair. That's fair play.
And like you just put the... Oh, it's hard to say.
But full pen, you could kill it.
Yeah, so you'd have to be careful and maybe just thumb your flaccid in and then just take it out and that's the counts.
We're going to hell. This is hell.
Now you have to answer it to 14-year-olds at the same time.
The smirk. Next question.
Wait. No, you have to answer that. I dip my toe into this pedophilia pool. So you have to answer it to my sister.
I'd go 8 and 8.
You'd fuck 2 8-year-olds and then you'd have a few years left.
Oh my. And remember,
is this illegal?
This is just hearsay
justice
comedy.
If we're asked the question, we try and answer it.
Because if you don't answer it, you die. That's the whole what would you rather complex.
And that's, we will die if we don't answer these. Like, we have a, like,
we
a deal
will all
with
die.
Lucifer.
It's going
to
happen.
Like, we actually have, like, a written contract with, like, the devil. Like, I know it's hard to wrap your head around, but, like, we literally have a laminated contract on
the
fridge.
We only get, like, 100 years in fire.
We have
you
to
guys get
the eternity,
fools.
Here's a question for Ringworm Marty. What happened to the tattooed eyebrow that said dare or slap? As soon as I was done, I ran to the bathroom and got a scourer and scrubbed as hard as I could. But... as their eyebrow hair was growing back, there were some faded letters left. So I assume if I shave my eyebrow, we'd see the letters. So where's your razors?
Are we
here? Next question. How much would you pay for jousting sticks?
That is the best call. I'm going to use that all week. Are we here?
How much... Mitchelton _ has asked, how much would you pay for jousting sticks? Two of them slightly used. I'd pay $4,000. The fabrics of the podcast are being torn apart.
Think about it. That's the dumbest thing you could say.
Next question is from J_Dan34.
Oh my God.
Marty, what would you do if you caught Michael fucking a cow? I'd become a primary school teacher.
Why?
That image would force me to become a primary school teacher.
So what, you can fuck him and I can't?
No, you can. It's just, it will force me to become a primary school teacher.
Would you, if I told you that I'd fuck cows, would you be a bit pissed? Nah, that's a no.
I don't know.
Okay, it might be a yes.
All right, so, like, all right. Why are you guys asking this?
We live in a barn. There's one cow.
Yeah, not a good start. Primary school teaching, Monday to Friday. Primary school teaching.
What about Sunday school?
Dairy farmer.
Oh my God. Are we here is the best line I've ever heard in my life.
Next question is from Rona Krevenkar. Question for the podcast. When are you bringing Shami in your podcast? Next Wednesday.
He's here right now.
Shami's coming next Wednesday.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. All right. That is the end of our Q&A segment.
Louder. Aaron.
Which, of course, brings us to our next segment.
Oh, yeah, dude.
All right, just okay, wait. No, just wait till I do the intro and we'll do the segment name change.
I've got
and
one,
then.
Go on. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding. I'm bleeding.
Again. We got the ever growing popular Stunt Time segment, which has been renamed to.
I'm bleeding. There's blood.
And this is a segment where we just basically, Michael and I do a stunt equally, both same amount of pain, same amount of risk. It's both of us doing the exact same risky thing for your entertainment.
Are we here? Are we
here? Are we here?
All right. Oh, man.
All right, Michael's leading stunt time and
okay,
rehearsing is, for no, stunt
I've got,
time.
I've got
he's
a
cut
stunt.
Himself
I've got a stunt.
And
I've
blood
got a
all
stunt.
Over his shirt. If you're watching on YouTube...
The stunt this week is seeing how quick you
how
can
long
dodge
we can
spit.
Kiss.
So you're going to spit and I'm going to use Matrix shit because I've watched all three. Matt?
He has. I've seen him watch all three. Matt, so write
gonna,
that down. Write that down,
from,
Matt.
I'm going to, from Neo, do one shit and go bang and dodge it. And you'll see it on cam.
All right. So I guess if you're trying to dodge it, then I'll do the spitting and then that way it's like even.
It's part and parcel. Well, yeah. If you want to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, yeah, okay. Well, as long as you're doing the dodging, like, I don't mind doing the spinning, which sucks for me. Like, I have to do the spinning.
Yeah, it's a lot of energy.
But, like, as long as, like, as long as we do it, like, I'll do it this week as long as you do the fucked up thing next week.
All right, that's fair. Let's shake on it. You don't want to shake my blood?
Nerf. Nerf.
Nerf.
All right, so I'll count down from three and then spit into
sure you
your face.
Get all the golly shit.
I'll do my very best.
Because it's energy. It's vibrations and stuff.
Michael, just move your microphone away when he has a shot at you.
So Michael's going to be like a cobra and I will be an angry person at a convenience store who's just bought out of used milk date. And I'm trying to return it. And this person's saying, you don't have a receipt. You can't return it.
All right, wait. Let me pop up like a cobra. That was unfair.
All right, we got five attempts.
We're gonna do it again.
Okay. Fine. We'll do it again. All right, so the first attempt, Michael, would have failed to...
Dude, you're not being here.
He's right.
So let me be a cobra. I want to pop up like a cobra. I can't hear myself. The mic's gone.
Stable.
My knees hurt. I've got blood all over me. I'm depressed.
All right, so Michael's just gotten under the table and he will slowly coil up like a cobra.
So wait like 10 seconds and let me be a snake.
I'll count to 10.
Because I've got a channel. I'm actually a snake right now.
All
right,
I can see he's laying eggs. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
All right, he couldn't dodge that one. That one hit him smack bang in the middle of the face. All right, one more time. One more time. Okay. Fuck it. Like,
fine.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. I'll take one for the for the team here. So be more cobra-like this time.
Yeah. I'll use my
spit. I'll use my spit.
I'll be here.
Yuck.
That's you.
Yeah, it's my spit. You just wiped on me. Don't do that. It's not fair. Those aren't the part of the rules. Cobra in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, dude, you're good at that.
It's like a shotgun. It sprays out. It's impossible to dodge. This is sick. Our podcast is spitting on each other and wiping blood.
There's a hole in our green screen.
Yeah, Connor better fix that.
It's okay.
We've got an editor. He'll fix this.
Pull more down and it just keeps being out of sight, out of mind.
And that is a scientific fact.
Oh, man. I feel all wet.
Okay, and that's stunt time for this week.
I'm bleeding still.
All right, guys. We've got one of our most popular segments now coming up. There is, of course, a name change, but let me just quickly go and get it. Actually, I'll do the name change first. The new segment has been renamed to...
I got a giggle out of you then.
The PO Unboxing. And it's just, we open shit that you guys have sent into this PO box, and we open it and we talk about it, and you guys send shit in. So feel free to keep sending shit in, okay? Because we love this segment. This segment's our favorite segment. So guys, just keep sending shit in. We were too lazy to go to our PO box just before, so we've only got the one thing. Let me just quickly go get it.
Are you there? It's just like the real shit.
Okay, so sent to us in the PO box this week, we have this. It's a cylinder type shape. We're of course lying. I just quickly ducked off and put this aerosol can in, just wrapped it in a bit of toilet paper. But just wind for the segment, we're going to pretend wind. That you it's guys windy. Sent this in, and so let's unwrap it and see what's inside. Hairspray, it's hairspray. Schwarzkopf. Extra care hair styling. Oh, it's hairspray. Someone sent us hairspray.
Oh. Oh my god.
I think that's how you. Let me just check the instructions. Spray for hair from approximately 30 centimeters away. All right, so that's how you use it.
I need something. Hurry up.
In front of you.
Well, whoever sent that in, thank you. Hairspray. We don't really use hairspray. Do you use hairspray? But thank you.
Ow! It's hard!
We'll put it to use.
What happened there? I was concentrating on the wind outside.
On the wind outside?
There was breezes. I saw the trees moving. Ow! Fuck!
The medic's coming to have a look.
Oh my god, dude. What did you... That was a bad, bad stay. I shouldn't have stayed.
And that's the PO Unboxing segment.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
You remind me of a cow when you have that spotted tea towel on your head. Let me dab at you.
Dude, it stings. Everything sucks in my face area. Fuck!
You can't tell me that that tea towel doesn't look like cow skin. Big fat dairy cow.
Dude, something's happened to my face. I
big
think.
Belly full of grass.
What did you do? That's me now. Oh, that's it.
That's the PO Unboxing segment, and don't you forget it. Ha ha.
Whoa, that was a cow. Forget it now. God damn.
All right, guys, that leads us to our last segment. Hang on. Let's read what Jackson O'Doherty just texted me and said, did Michael shit? That's so funny. All right, let's get into the last segment of the day. Matt's about to hold up a sign that says 40 minutes.
That's what I think.
That reminds me of Christmas. That's what happened. All right, the last segment of the day has been called the prank call segment. All right, it hasn't been renamed. It's that's what it is, and that's what we're doing. Okay, you guys send in your pranks and... like a little backstory, and we fuck.
Really? I feel like it's hairspray on my face. I feel like that.
I'm wondering if your eyelashes are going to be all hard now.
Oh, I just poked myself in the eye. Accidentally, though. Okay. Pardon?
Are you there?
Is this... this?
Oh, prank call.
See you next week.
Daniel _ O'Hare has said, my cousin has been disregarding coronavirus safety measures and has been visiting friends and not using hand sanitizer, wearing a face mask, or keeping even a meter away from anyone. Oh, I know what I'm going to do. Hey.
Malcolm? Are you Malcolm?
So I'm going to pretend to work for the government, and I'm going to say that someone with the coronavirus... Listen! That someone with the coronavirus app has tested positive to coronavirus, and
you've
been
in the precinct.
You have been in close proximity.
The precinct.
5 days ago.
Aaron, it's the precinct. What's that word mean?
All right, here we go. I'm calling him. Shut your fuck.
Hello, Callum speaking.
Hey, Callum, mate. It's just Malcolm here. I'm just calling on behalf of the Australian government. Have you got 5 minutes to talk, mate? Bit of a weird one.
No, sorry about work.
No worries. When are you finishing, mate? Love to have a very quick chat with you. Just regards to the coronavirus app. You've been exposed to someone.
5 p.m.
5 p.m.? No worries, mate. I'll give you a call in about 5 minutes.
Wait, is that 5 p.m.? Oh, it's 2. Let's say 5:30.
Eastern Standard Times, or are you on the Great Dividing Range time?
Eastern Standard Time.
No worries. So if I give you a call back in about 5 minutes, is that 5:30 on the Eastern Standards time, or are you at the back?
Wait. No, it's 4:40 here, so call me in about an hour's
time. Well, look, I was just letting you know that you've been exposed to someone who's just tested positive for coronavirus in the last 5 days, and you're going to need to go and get tested immediately.
Oh, shoot. All right. Hold up. All right. Keep talking. What's going on?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if you're aware, but people are downloading the coronavirus app that the government has issued out. And so we've just had a few cases confirmed today, and one of them actually had the coronavirus app downloaded, and it appears that you were in very close proximity with them in the last 1 to 5 days. And...
Okay, I only downloaded the app yesterday, so it's going to be within those 2 days.
Yeah, well, exactly right. So, it's picked it up, and you're going to have to go in and get tested as soon as possible. And the person that you have come into contact with is quite sick. So it's sort of pretty late in the progression for them, but we just sort of need everyone to sort of stop what they're doing and head straight in. Now, have you been in close contact with anyone at your work today?
Yeah, I'm a truckie, so I've had my off-sider with me the whole day, and I've delivered to about 15 different people.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, look, you're going to have to... They're all going to have to... As soon as you go into the doctors, they're going to know the protocol to follow, but you're just going to have to jot down all their names and numbers and bring them in with you, and they'll have to take some blood tests, do some nasal swabs, and they'll also have to do an anal cavity swab just to make sure that you don't have any of the coronavirus in you. How are you feeling? Any symptoms, any sort of cold or flu-like symptoms, any fevers?
Well, I was working in the rain last week, so I was kind of fighting off a cold.
Yep.
That's been all good. I've got a little bit of a sore throat right now, but I just drank some refrigerated water, and it's common for it to have that effect.
So you're saying that you actually have a sore throat right now. That's actually the first symptom.
Yeah, I know. And it's the sore throat and the coughing.
Yeah.
I put it down as normal because I just drank refrigerated water, and that happens often when I do.
Yeah, right. Have you had any sexual intercourse with anyone over the last 5 days?
Nope.
Okay.
My one guess that could blow it away is, because I'm driving around a lot and I have the Bluetooth on while I'm driving, is there a chance someone's been in the car and I've come into contact?
Very possibly, mate. It's look, airborne. we're just sort of getting all the data just gets sent into us. Who knows? You could have just driven past someone. You know what I mean? Like, you might have even been in actual close proximity with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you might have actually been standing right next to them. But the app, you know, we're just sort of trying.
It doesn't tell us that.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't quite tell us that you could have just driven past someone, but if you've got a sore throat and it's coming up, you've been flagged on the app as being close to someone in the last 5 days, you need to get in there immediately because there's a 85 to 90% chance that you've actually got coronavirus, and you need to tell all of your family and friends to stay the fuck away from you because you could all be fucked from this. I'm talking long-term lung damage and maybe even tumours.
Lung damage and tumours?
Mate, all the new research is saying huge testicle tumours.
5G.
5G and shit.
This doesn't sound overly professional.
Mate, you don't know what you're dealing with, man. Fucking get in there, man. Fucking get in there and get it all checked before the fucking button hits the roof.
You're starting to laugh now. I thought my app would give me a notification if I ever came into contact.
Mate, app is fucked, man. That app is fucked. Delete it, cunt. That's clicking all your fucking resources and information, bro. You need to know something, all right? This isn't real. You are living in an alternate reality.
It's a simulation.
This is a simulation and we are the owners. And we're coming to collect.
Say sorry.
You need to apologize to me, otherwise I won't take this any further. Snapping at me. The jaws of death. No, you're actually on a prank call on the Marty and Michael.
Oh, you shouldn't have fucking told him.
Fully actual podcast. One of your mates sent your number in and he's trying to stitch up.
You shouldn't have told him, dude.
He needed to know we were losing him.
There's no way you guys were going to be from the government if you're swearing.
Yeah, we weren't very professional.
Yeah. When I said I'd been around 20 people.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I just wanted to try and make it a bit more exciting just to see what you'd say.
He was being frantic.
You did all right at first. No,
you did good. Your mate Daniel sent your number in.
Of course it was Daniel.
Yeah.
He's been friends with you fellas for a long time.
My God, that was... I'm like fully hard right now.
Thank you for being a good sport. Oh, we love you, dude. Be strong and stay swim.
I had the app. I didn't tell him.
Yeah, dude. We just fully winged that then. Like, I thought you were going to hang up. Early on.
No, that's a lucky one. I downloaded it yesterday.
You're at work my ass.
Oh, that was good, dude. Thank you for that.
Oh, my God.
Be strong and stay wise and never drink the fruit of the labors until you reach the end.
Righto.
Ooh. I didn't like that. You ruined it with that last
call. So yeah, if you've got symptoms, just go to bed.
Download the app. Get tracked. If you don't, you'll get
this
tracked.
Podcast is proudly brought to you by the University of Marvel. If you want to support the podcast, just go and subscribe to the website. You get hours of free content.
Look,
you can never see it anywhere else.
This is only $50.
Yeah, don't buy our merch. Do not buy the merch. Just subscribe to the website.
That's only $50.
Yeah, don't even show it.
That's only $50.
We're not showing that anymore. From now on, we don't show our merch anymore on the podcast. Just subscribe to the website. Be strong and stay wise. And don't ever forget that we...
I'm not saying it this week.
You're the best. Yeah. We'll say it once.
Watch this. Watch this and watch it. Watch this and watch it. Are you watching this?
Yeah, fuck off.
Watch it. No.